Hello. Whoa, it's really loud.
Maybe in your headphones. We're good on the board.
All right.
That's a great intro. That's it. We're done. Let's just play music for the hour.
Shocked by the power of my own voice.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I remember when my first time on the radio and I heard my own voice and I just thought, do I really sound like that?
I feel like that's a common reaction.
Yeah, it is basically the only reaction the first time you hear back your voice. And then it was just
I was talking about your voice.
Oh, you're so nice. I invite you onto the show and you just...
Did you miss me?
Yeah. How could I not? Do I have vocal fry? Hey, tweet in at ZEAA if I have vocal fry.
That was some pretty heavy vocal fry on those letters.
I don't know how to speak English.
I can't even do it.
I've been doing my Ja Rule impersonation a lot, and it's really paid off. Well, I assume if people are listening, they probably know my Twitter handle. No new followers, though. So.
No new followers. No, no, no.
No, no, no. If you're listening, follow me, please. Welcome to Inside Out Radio. Andrew Rice is here. Very exciting. I'm very excited. I don't know if you can hear that in my vocal fry-filled voice. Andrew, you just got back from a magical place.
I did.
You just got back from Boston.
The Boston metropolitan area.
That's amazing.
It was for a really cool small festival called Together. It's kind of.
I didn't even ask you anything. You're just off. Why were you in Boston?
It's a festival kind of modeled after Decibel, where it happens in nightclubs in the area for like a week. It's really good. Good people. Good crowds. People in Boston are kind of really hungry for dance music, so no one's jaded. There's no industry people there except for me, so it's kind of cool. I'm the only jaded one in the whole city.
It's amazing. You're the only one bored. You're texting at the rave.
The back wall with my arms crossed.
Yeah, that's what you do. Wearing all black, probably?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I saw DVS1 play at a 100-capacity club on Monday night.
That's insane.
Pretty cool.
Did he play as normal? Like, yeah. You've seen him before. Did he play as normal?
He played really well.
Yeah. Cool.
Saw Scuba play like the best that I've seen him play in probably 3 or 4 years.
Nice. Who else did you see?
Saw Matt LaTuff, who's playing in Vancouver on Thursday at MIA. Saw Andy Stott play an amazing live set. Really impressed by that.
Nice.
And Martin played well. Bob Moses played well.
Did Martin play at Vancouver?
He did not. Another Vancouver boy, Project Pablo, played an opening set for the RA Showcase on Friday, which is really good.
How did that go?
It wasn't quite full yet, but he played a 2-hour set and he played a lot of good tunes.
That's awesome.
Enjoyable.
How did the RA party go?
Oh, overall? It was crazy. It was packed. Sold out. People loved Man on the Tough.
I like Man on the Tough.
Yeah, it was the busiest I saw any venue all week. So
sweet.
That's cool for us.
And you got your honorary degree from Harvard.
That too.
Yep. Andrew Rice is now official.
When in Boston.
You know, you just go to Boston, they're handing them out. You get them at the airport. Honorary degrees.
If Richie Hodden get one, why can't I get one?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were just talking about it, and I said you have to get your Pulitzer first. So
I'll work on that.
There's levels. Meek Mill, there's levels to this shit. Okay. Now that we went over that, let's discuss the weekend.
Which weekend?
All the weekends. There's Friday and there's Saturday. There's Saturday and the Sunday. Friday is just the start of the freaking weekend. Oh boy. This is going to be a long one.
Time to party.
Okay, so on Friday, what do we have? We have...
Hakeem Murphy. Academics. Forgot how to speak.
Yeah, welcome to my world. and that's at Red Gate, which is really surprising because, like, it's not Club TPA. They're actually saying where it is.
Legit?
It's legit Red Gate.
Academics sold out.
Is it done?
No,
they sold out. To
Red
Gate?
Yeah.
The Red Gate's not very loosely man, the man.
Just
depends
kidding.
Which man. Are you referring to Burning Man?
Not even that.
Just a man.
The Red Gate man.
The Red Gate.
I forget his name.
Do you know the Red Gate man?
I met him once.
Well, I've met him a handful of times. Who else have you met a handful of times or once? Let's play this game. We're having a lot of fun. I'm sure whoever's listening is just like, what's wrong with these people? And, okay, so who's playing this? Local artist. There you go.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the event page.
For what?
The Hakeem Murphy show.
Oh, but we already talked about that. Next one, please.
Well, I just wanted to shout out local artist.
Shout out local artist.
You're local and you're an artist. Next is Image Man from NYC playing at Vancouver's legendary club TBA.
Shout out Switchy Boo.
Yeah,
on that one.
He invited me to the event and I'm going to attend it right now. Live on air attending events. Innovative. This is like the boiler room of Facebook, except you can't see us.
You can hear us.
You can hear us loud and clear. And that's Image Man from New York is playing with M. Geddes Generous from Los Angeles.
M. Geddes Gengris.
What do I know?
Really good synth artist.
Okay, cool. And Richie Boo, he's also playing. Shouts out to 1080p.
Playing a pre-mixed tractor set.
It's fine. He does what he does. Is that what we're doing today? We're calling people out?
Yeah.
Calling you out, Andrew.
Kind of what I'm in.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I like this. Calling out names. Who else? Call someone else out right now. I'm going to start beef. Can we start beef on my show? And then if it's like big enough, there'll be a Wikipedia entry about it, and it'll be like started on internet radio.
That has to be some pretty big beef.
Okay, who do you want to beef with? Who's the biggest person?
I don't want to beef.
Obama?
I don't know if I can handle that.
It's true. I don't think anyone can. And why would you want to beef with Obama? He's great.
You're getting off track, Zia.
Okay, I'm constantly in a cycle of getting off track.
Literally, I gotta go change the track.
Okay, oh, really? Oh, he's getting off track again. And then we have on Saturday, we have Background Radiation, which is going down. Derek D, shouts out. Tyler Fedchuk, shouts out. Or Doris Crane, whatever you want to call him. And that is occurring at the Fox. No. Club TBA again. So that's Saturday night, Background Radiation at Club TBA, which will be a good one also. They're both great selectors. And there's something else happening on Saturday, and that is... Oh yeah, Move D at the Fox on Saturday. That's what's happening at the Fox, Move D.
Courtesy of noted San Francisco producer, or promoter, As You Like It, which is one of the best parties in the Bay Area for the past 3 or 4 years. And one of their residents, Sassmouth, is also a really good DJ, and they're playing as well.
Perfect. That'll be a good one. So that's like, we have a pretty big weekend for Vancouver. Shouts out everyone doing things. Oh, yeah. And also later on tonight, if you're listening to CITR, keep it locked. Listen to Crimes and Treasons, and then after that, there's G4E Radio. And that's going to go for a while, and Hashman DJ and the Pender Street Steppers are going to be on it.
Sounds of Jack J right now.
Is this the new Jack J? I want to listen to this. Forget it. We're just going to listen to this. We're done talking.
Shout out to Toledo, Ohio. Shouts to Jack J on that future summer anthem, Thirsting, out on Future Times later this month or in June or sometime soon. It's really good.
I'm allowed to talk. That was really good. I enjoyed that song.
I made it myself.
Nice. Amazing.
Yeah, if you enjoyed that, Jack J of the Pender Street Steppers playing for, is it 6 hours?
Tonight.
Yeah, playing for 6 hours starting at midnight tonight on this very radio station.
G4E Radio. Shouts out Logan. Shouts out Jack J. Shouts out Liam. Shouts out the Hashman DJ. Shouts out to everyone.
Shouts out to Bloodman DJ too.
All the DJs. And shouts out to the Bong Lord.
So this is a new one from another Vancouver producer called Bobby Drano as Journeyman Tracks off his new 1080p tape, a Vancouver label. The 1080p tape is called Smoke Tape, and it's fantastic. One of the best releases on the label this year so far, which is saying a lot. And it comes with artwork by Vancouver's very own Logan Sturrock, a favorite of the radio show.
Hey, he was supposed to be on
AKA
tonight.
AKA Florist, another fantastic producer.
There you go. He was supposed to be on tonight until I bumped him for you.
Thanks.
No problem. Anytime. Anything for you, Andrew.
Shouts to Logan.
Big shouts out to Logan.
And this track is made in collaboration with Coton, who is one of my favorite Canadian producers. He's from Edmonton, soon to be from Vancouver later this year. And I'll be playing one of his solo tracks later as well. Shouts out to Dylan Coton.
Shouts out Western Canada. Shouts out the CanCon.
Shouts out to Dane.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Shout out to Zia at Twitter at ZEEAA. This one sounds of Coton from Edmonton. His solo track. It's called. I forget what it's called.
For You to Feel.
For You to Feel. It's the A1 cut off his new record on Heart to Heart. It's really nice. He also has a record coming out on Normal's Welcome, which is really fantastic. A lot of Edmonton within a month or so as well. So he's kind of on fire right now. I'd say, shout out to Coton.
I agree.
Thank you.
All right.
We have now entered the grime portion of the evening.
Good.
So that last one is from a new American producer called Sharp Veins, from an EP called Inbox Island, one of my favorites of the year so far. He's like a grime producer influenced by minimalist composers. As pretentious as it sounds, it's a pretty good EP. That was the title track. And this is from the new EP by Slack, who founded Box in London a few years ago. He's kind of like the godfather of all the new grime stuff. And he just signed to RNS Records, which is a pretty big deal for him. So this is one of the tracks from it, called Post Redneck.
And it is Post Redneck. How appropriate. Cool. Is that it? We're done talking?
No.
Okay. What else? Say something.
What do you want to talk about, Zia?
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your life.
What do you want to know?
I mean, you're an open book, so I already know everything. I think we're good. Let's just listen to this.
Here I am. Sometimes, in order to see the light, you have to risk the dark.
That last one was a new track from LHF, who are like a shadowy London collective on Keysound, and they're putting a new album this year. But for the first EP, they somehow came across a bunch of reggaeton vocals from the 90s, like acapellas.
Yeah.
And they got permission to use them, so they made an EP out of it, and it's pretty good.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like retro futuristic UK music with reggaetons over top. Who doesn't like that?
No one. I can't name you a single person.
Maybe Logan.
Are you beefing with Logan?
Fuck Logan.
Yo. Hear that, Logan getting called out. Let's do this. You heard it here first. The first Inside Radio beef with Andrew and Logan. Okay.
Moving on down to the...
Down? Are we moving down right now? That we're stationary?
I'm tired.
It's fine.
This is a track from a Seattle producer called 214. He's a, kind of like an electro veteran, been around for like 15 years. He's putting out his first album in about 15 years on a label called Shipwreck, and it's kind of a concept album about nature in the Pacific Northwest. It's really good. It's called The North Bend, named after North Bend, Washington. It's like ambient, pretty electro.
Cool.
This track is called Dewdrops.
Sounds conceptual.
Why are you smiling?
Sounds very...
Stop smiling.
I can. I'm a happy guy.
It's very serious music.
Techno is a very serious music.
It's electro.
Who knows anymore? It's all... Genres are all getting bent all the time.
You're fired from the show, Zia.
You're fired from the show, too. Take the no money you're making and leave with it. That's it. We're done. JK. What was the last one we heard?
The last one was a track from Matrix Man, who's a San Francisco producer, pretty famous for putting out over 13 EPs in the past 2 years, all various kinds of techno, electronic house, really good. I just did a feature with him, which is going up on RA sometime in the next few weeks. That's from his upcoming album called Homesick. It's another concept album about like the future, but it's actually really well done. It's a good record.
Nice.
And this is our last track, I guess.
Yeah, I guess this is our last track.
This is from the mysterious entity known as TB Arthur. No one knows who he is. There's a fake backstory cooked up. It's probably some bullshit.
What's the backstory? Or just like a snippet of it?
It's just like these tapes were found somewhere.
Classic.
But the music has been okay so far, and this is probably the best release. It's coming out on Argo, which is Steve Mizek's label out of Chicago.
Okay.
And the EP is just some really fun drum tracks.
Nice.
And they can't be mad at it. Mad at the story, but you know.
Can't get mad at really fun drum tracks.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Especially when they've just been found. Okay. Should I just sign off right now?
Shouts out to Jake.
Yeah, big shout out to Jake. Jake is good.
Shouts out to my mom.
Shouts out to Cuisino, man. Big shout out to Cuisino, man. Shouts out to Vancouver. Everyone who's doing it in the city. Shouts out to Andrew Rice for playing a CanCon stretch. Thank you. Keep the CanCon strong. Shouts out to Logan. Shouts out to Logan and Andrew's newfound beef. Beef season is popping.
Fuck Logan.
I can't disagree, but I also can't agree.
Stay neutral.
Stay neutral. Hey, I have to.
Shout out to Bard Soon.
Yeah, what's Bard Soon's deal?
Studying for the LSAT.
Shit, he's gonna be a lawyer. He's gonna sue people.
Sue Logan.
Yeah, sue Logan. You know, also free Logan. Oh, and if your name is DJ JCO, I got on your email list somehow. Can you please unsubscribe me? Seriously, this is ridiculous. I'm actually looking into legal action because of the Can Spam Act. I can sue
you
for $1 million. I might just call Bard Suen. But if you are a DJ JCO or no DJ JCO, tell him to stop emailing me. If you have other good music, like if you're anyone else who like wants to send me good music, very down.
Shouts out to Big Hat Ray.
I think I just started a beef with someone. Ray. This is beef season. I don't care about your club edits. I don't care about Moon Bouton. Stop sending me that. You know what? Next week, if he sends me another email this week, I'm going to call him live on the show.
Why don't you call him live right now?
Fuck it. No, I'll do it next week because it'll be proper. I can get patched through. I'll hook it up to the system.
Put on speakerphone. Nah, you're hesitating. You won't do it. Too afraid.
Oh, wait, I need to call him on my own accord. This is going to be a weird convo. Beef season. Internet radio. Let's do this. We do this every Tuesday night. If you want to get called out, email me. I'll call you out next week. That's it. Check for the podcast. Andrew, thank you.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything? 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 Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steeles, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Because I'm in the Kurunda.